Welcome back to another episode of BWT. Some exciting games just went down. If you did not watch it, I will be here to recap games two of the NLDS that went down between the Braves and the Phillies and the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. And then I will be previewing games three tomorrow for the Twins versus Astros and the Orioles and the Rangers. But before we get into that, make sure you're liking this video. Make sure you're sharing this video to everyone that you know. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Make sure you are clicking the link in the description if you want to become a member of the network. We have Instagram chats. We've got baseball. We've got NFL. We have NBA mixed in with WNBA. We've got college basketball mixed in with women's college basketball. We have college football. And then we also have a combat chat, which is WWE, boxing, and UFC combined into one. And also make sure you guys are tuning into the other shows in the network. We've got BWT with me. And then we've got the Refuse to Lose show, which is with Joe, Tomo, and Dave. You have the Just Jordan show, or Jordan, Joe Jordan. Sorry about that, Joe. And then you have CTC, and which is Carl Tucker College. And then you've got FFC, which is Fantasy Football with Coombs. Make sure you guys are showing every one of the shows on the network some love. And let's get into it. So in the top of the first inning, Alec Bohm gets an RBI single to get the scoring started for the Phillies. That was like three hitters into the game. They go up 1-0. And then in the top of the third, JT Realmuto hits a two-run home run to go up 3-0. And then in the top of the fifth, Bryson Stott hits a sac fly to go up 4-0. And then in the bottom of the sixth inning, this is when I think the manager for the Phillies messed up. I believe he should have taken out Zach Wheeler after the sixth inning. He had a no-hitter going for 5 2/3 of an inning. It was broken up by Ozzie Albies with an RBI double to make it 4-1. And then in the bottom of the seventh, Travis d'Arnaud comes up and hits a two-run home run to go up 4-3. And then the starter, Zach Wheeler, was taken out. He pulled a Teddy in MLB The Show, leaving your starting pitcher in for too long, letting up a home run. I do it all the time. I just don't learn from my mistakes. Maybe this guy does. Maybe he doesn't. And then in the bottom of the eighth, Austin Riley with two outs, he goes deep to left field to put the Braves up 5-4 and complete the comeback. Like I said, the Zach Wheeler was throwing a no-hitter for 5 2/3. He was absolutely dealing. I said yesterday that the Braves lineup is one of the top lineups in the game, and I didn't think that he was going to dominate them, but that's exactly what he did. He had about 9-10 Ks in 5 2/3 of an inning, only allowed like 2-3 hits. And only gave up those three runs. AJ Minter got the win for the Braves. He's 1-0 in the season with a 0 ERA. Hoffman got the loss for the Phillies. He's 1-1 in the postseason with an 18 ERA, and Rossiel Iglesias gets the save for his first one of the postseason. And the Braves tie up the series going to Philly. That stadium is going to be rocking Red October is going to be in full effect, so hopefully the Braves come out and play early, because I don't know if they're going to be able to rally again the way that they did today. And then we get into game two of the night. Again, the starting pitching for the Dodgers just comes out in the top of the first and allows runs and forces their team to play from behind. And that's never a good thing to be doing. In the top of the first, Christian Walker comes up with a sac fly to make it 1-0. Gabriel Moreno hits a ground ball for an RBI with a runner on third. They go up 2-0. And then Leodis Goriel Jr. hits an RBI single to go up 3-0 in the first inning off of Bobby Miller. And the score remained the same until the bottom of the fourth, when JD Martinez got the Dodgers on the board with a solo home run to right field, just out of the stretch of Corbin Carroll, the right fielder. And then in the top of the sixth, Leodis Goriel hits a solo home run, his first one of the postseason, to go up 4-1. And then in the bottom of the sixth, Kike Hernandez came in for a pinch hitter situation, and he comes up with an RBI single to make it 4-2. That was the final score of the game. Dodgers had plenty of chances. They had a lot of chances with Freddie Freeman at the plate. Right now, Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts are a combined 1-for-14 in the postseason. That can't happen. If you want to win, your stars have to perform. And the Diamondback pitching is doing a very good job of neutralizing the stars in the Dodger lineup. That's why they've been able to jump out onto this 2-0 lead in the series. Zach Gallen goes 2-0 in the postseason with a 3.18 ERA. Bobby Miller gets his first loss of the postseason. He has a 16.2 ERA. And Paul Sewald just continues to be dominant out of the bullpen, gets his third save of the season with a 0 ERA. Pitching. That's the story for the Dodgers. If they can come out and their starting pitching can hold this Diamondbacks lineup early in the game, then I feel like they have a very good chance, because their relief pitching has been holding it down. Game one, starting pitching allowed 9 runs, or 6 runs, I think it was, in the very first inning. That was Clayton Kershaw. And then they pretty much held it in, intact for that. So yeah, man, it's gonna be a tough road, because the Diamondbacks are hungry. They lost the division title to the Dodgers later on in the season, and I feel like the Dodgers, they're kind of playing laid back a little bit. They've had the division won for quite some time right now. And the Dodgers, I mean, the Diamondbacks, they've been having to play postseason baseball for about a month now to secure their spot in the wild card, to even have a chance to be in this situation, and they're taking full advantage of it. So, and Corbin Carroll, jeez, this kid is insane. Rookie. And he's coming out and just balling in the postseason. He's gotten on base, I think it was 10 out of 17 times. So, like, you don't really see that out of rookies in the postseason. And for him to be able to do that, putting the team on his back and leading them and from the leadoff spot in the batting order, that's huge, man. All the confidence. He's got all the confidence in the world right now, because he feels like nobody can stop him. And then now we get into previewing game 3 of the ALDS. We've got the Twins versus the Astros. Sonny Gray pitches for the Twins. He's 1-0 on the season with a 0 ERA, and Christian Javier makes his postseason debut. The series is tied right now at 1-1. I believe the Astros take this game. Christian Javier has the experience in the postseason. He knows what it takes to be able to shut down some good lineups. The Twins will have the home field advantage for these next two games. But I feel like Christian Javier is going to dominate tomorrow. Astros win. They take a 2-1 series lead going into game four. And then we've got the Orioles versus the Rangers. Dan Kramer is going for the Orioles, making his postseason debut. And Nathan Eovaldi is going for the Rangers. He's 1-0 in the postseason with a 1.35 ERA. Nasty Nate, he's gonna come out tomorrow and ball. He's gonna just shove tomorrow. I see the Rangers bringing out the brooms and sweeping these guys, ending the series, being able to rest for the ALCS, winning their opponent between the Astros and the Twins. But yeah, man, that's all we got for you guys today. Till next time, peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all the next episode.